Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're in the food you eat and the air you breathe. I'm Mike Pesca, coming up, sports with Bill Wolf. But first, let's get some news headlines from Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Pennsylvania votes tomorrow, and Hillary Clinton is going after Barack Obama for a comment he made about Republican John McCain. NPR's David Green is covering the story in Philadelphia.
Hillary Clinton hammered her opponent during a rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. She said Obama is wrong if he thinks McCain would be a better president than Mr. Bush.
Senator McCain thinks it's okay to keep our troops in Iraq for the next 100 years. Is that better than George Bush? Senator McCain will continue the failed economic policies of George Bush that have brought us deficits and increasing debt. Is that better than George Bush?
Obama made his comment at a rally in Reading, Pennsylvania. When he moved to a new event in Scranton, he clarified and said a John McCain presidency would be 4 more years of Bush policies. The clarification didn't stop Clinton and her advisors from going after Obama the rest of the day.
NPR's David Green reporting. We'll have much more politics in our next hour when Mike talks to Jim Vandehei from Politico.com. Historic changes in South America. Paraguay's ruling party lost power for the first time in 6 decades. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Bogota, Colombia.
Former Catholic Bishop Fernando Lugo has moved the masses by railing against poverty and corruption. The message appears to have resonated with voters tired of the long-ruling Colorado Party, in power since 1947 through both democracy and dictatorship. With returns in from most polling stations, Lugo held a lead of nearly 10 percentage points over the Colorado's candidate, Blanca Ovelar. Lugo, known for his soft smile and sandals, wants to funnel more money into social programs to ease poverty in the landlocked country of 6.5 million people. Lugo has tried to set himself apart from populists like Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, and some analysts compare him to European-style leftists like the presidents of Brazil and Uruguay.
NPR's Juan Ferrero reporting. Pirates hijacked a Spanish fishing ship off the coast of Somalia Sunday. The crew of 26 is apparently unhurt. The pirates reportedly launched a grenade at the ship and demanded money. Spain has a military frigate headed to the area to help. Those waters are filled with pirates. Earlier this month, they seized a French luxury yacht and held 30 people hostage for a week. French troops later caught 6 of the suspected pirates in Somalia. It's a message in a bottle that reached astronauts. Sort of. A Kennedy Space Center employee found the note while cleaning up the beach near the shuttle launch pads. The message was from a schoolgirl in the Bahamas. She's going to get quite a reply. NASA's sending the 9-year-old a package of space souvenirs and gear. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.